Video came through. Praise God. I'd like to welcome you here. We're here to celebrate Stephen Anderson's life, shortened very unexpectedly. I think all of us who knew him are in shock, especially his family. A week ago, thought he had the flu. So it's very sudden, and yet the Bible tells us quite specifically, Jesus says in Revelation 1, I hold the keys to death. So we have to trust God that he knew what he was doing when he called Stephen home. So let's reach out to God in prayer to start with, that he will meet with us, and I believe he will. Lord God, we come here with grieving hearts, a son, a dad, a grandpa, a brother, a good friend, has been taken very unexpectedly from us, and we're still trying to process that. That doesn't process quickly. It's going to take time. And so we're dealing with the waves of emotion that come over us, the tears and the laughter. They both sometimes come together, and that's okay. But I thank you for the love that's in this room. I thank you for the hope that we have in you, Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray as we share and celebrate together today, our hearts would be comforted, our souls would be strengthened, the family especially would feel our love, be strengthened by that. This would really be a special time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you, Stephanie. Where's Stephanie? Right there. Thank you for the slideshow and the music. That is special. I'm anxious to see it because I didn't get much of it, but I want to see it. That's excellent. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth some really good words. I'd like to start with those. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. And then Paul says there's a reason for that, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to share in what I believe God's faithful ministry through his Spirit to the family and to each one of us, and to reflect on the life and also the love, because Stephen loved his family. His family were number one, and I think you'll get a clear picture of that. Stephen Ray Anderson was born August 29th, 1951, in Lisbon Falls. You didn't know there was hospitals in Lisbon Falls, did you? There wasn't. But that's where he was born. The second son of Philip and Louise Anderson. Stephen grew up right around the corner from this place here in Durham, Maine. His family was been active in this church for, he was third generation. And I used to kid, because I'm Stephen just a little older than I am, and then I have an older brother. Stephen's in age right between my brother Reg and myself. So we grew up going to Sunday school together. And I'll say back then, and I've broken this bubble, but Shiloh used to have long meetings. I have really short meetings now, right? Those of you who come, I have really short meetings. But Shiloh used to have longer services. And at times, the adults would go on with different things they were doing with, and the kids would be out and about. And I have good memories. My brother Reg and Stephen and myself, some of the things we used to do horsing around here. I can see faces that remember some of those too. And what you won't see in the slideshow is Stephen riding a cow in his church clothes. And when we did that, we had to crawl under barbed wire, and that was the real risk. The cow was no risk, but the barbed wire was a risk because we knew if we tore our clothes in the barbed wire, they would ask the question, why were you going under barbed wire? And we'd have to come up with something creative. Anyway, grew up right around here. Steve's memories, I'm sure, included at an early age learning to water ski, Pleasant Pond in Litchfield, along with his brothers and many others who were under his father Phil's tutelage in water skiing. And then later on, I can't remember anyway, seeing Steve in water ski, but I snow skied with him. He was a really good snow skier. And better than I was. I thought I was a pretty good snow skier. And then I skied with him, and I was jealous, ticked, whatever the emotions were. And we had a good time. I remember a special trip we took to Sunday River back when Sunday River was just a small ski area, not this monster thing it's turned into. We had some good times. Steve graduated from Lisbon High School in 1969. He also grew up with a cousin who lived not far from here, Harold Aldrich. Some of you probably remember Harold. Harold wishes he could be here today. I talked to him on the phone last night. I think he talked to a number of family members last night on the phone. And he and Harold, what did I say? Yeah, Harold Aldrich, and they had a lot of fun together. Not all stories are shareable in the chapel of the things that they did. They did some amazing stunts, and I was talking with his daughters and talking with his brother Clyde. Some of the stunts, had there been YouTube, would have been many hits on YouTube. And some are very unbelievable because there are children that I do not want to imitate these types of behaviors. I will not describe them here, but maybe out in the fellowship hall when we're talking, you can hear some of their stories. But they literally did some death-defying stunts, all in the name of sport. And Harold sends his love to the family, by the way. He wishes he could be here to personally pass that on, but he loves you all and wishes he could be here. Stephen moved to California for a period of time. He was a cable installer out there, did a variety of things, came back to Maine. As best I figured out in talking with the family, about 1977, moved into the home down here. Shortly after that, Clyde moved in 1978. But one of the pivotal events, I think of two pivotal events in Stephen's life, and then a third one I'll get to in a minute, but the birth of his two daughters, his two lovely daughters, always were his pride and joy, and although they've been overshadowed in the last 10 or 11 years by three grandchildren. His grandchildren, and if you were to go in his house, you would, if you had never met Stephen, but if you walked in his house, you'd know who's number one, the kids and the grandkids, because their pictures are everywhere. After he moved back to Maine, he got started in Bath Iron Works in 1981, worked up to his current position as planner. His dad had worked at Bath Iron Works. His brother Clyde works at Bath Iron Works. They leave quite a legacy there. But his focus was his family. He loved and loves his daughters, his three grandchildren, Caleb, Braden, and Darian. And I was in the home this week after his passing, and I had a chance to look at the pictures, see you guys in a variety of situations, and I'm glad I had that chance. I was very saddened by Stephen's unexpected passing, but I thought, look the times that he's had with his family. You guys have some wonderful memories, I know, and that's what they were showing in the slideshow just before. Great family pics. I want to share a tribute written by his daughters. They got together and wrote this. It's a wonderful tribute. So this is from Vanessa and Alicia, their hearts, remembering their dad. As little girls, we didn't realize how extremely blessed we would be to be raised by a single dad who loved his girls more than anything in the world. Dad showed us from day one that his primary mission and responsibility was his girls. Dad, from the very beginning, was always there for both of us, whether it was school events, sporting events, or activities we were a part of, always supporting us and being our biggest cheerleader. And you see the Patriots shawl there. He could be a cheerleader. Steve, at times, I can remember him as kind of a quiet and reserved, and there were other times he wasn't quiet and reserved. He was the cheerleader mode. As we grow older, he has followed that tradition with his grandchildren. Dad was able to attend many of Darian's sporting events and school activities because of living in proximity. He took every opportunity available to spend time with his grandchildren and always showered them with love. All three grandchildren treasure these moments with their amazing grandfather, and they continue to talk about stories with Papa Grandpa. We want to touch on the fact that our dad was not just our dad. He was always there for us growing up, playing the most important roles of both mother and father, and he did it well. And then they have this next sentence. This is their choice in bold, so I want you to get this. He was the one constant thing in our lives that helped us become who we are today. We are so blessed to have had such an amazing father raise us. Life was not easy or perfect, but he did the best he could raising his two girls alone. We will never forget the love he had for us and are so thankful for the many memories that will live on forever in our hearts. Even as adults, he has been the one there for us through all of life's challenges. He continued to always be there for us and be the shoulder for us to cry on. He gave advice, whether we liked it or not, but we always knew it was honest and from the heart. We are going to miss having him just a phone call away to make things better. Dad had a heart that was filled with an abundance of love that he shared with everyone. He always had kind words and inspired everyone he came in contact with. He really had a kind heart and continually had nice things to say to everyone. And I'm a benefactor of that myself. We have heard numerous people say throughout the years that he is an amazing, generous, and gentle man. I'm going to insert a little story in the middle of your nice tribute that Clyde just shared with me. Last fall, they were watching Patriots together. And regardless of how the game was going, Steve was really in it. Well, the TV acted up. That was not the right thing for that TV to do. So the amazing, generous, and gentle man was not gentle at that moment. And Clyde said something like, he stood up and started yelling at the TV. It came back, and then he said to Clyde, oh, I forgot you were sitting there, whatever. Sometimes, back to the girls' tribute, sometimes we don't understand and can't make sense of what God has done, that's for sure. But that is not for us to figure out. We're going to hope and pray that the strength of God will help us through this tough time in our lives. We never imagined losing our dad at such a young age. We would like to say thank you to each and every one of you for taking the time out of your day to honor and celebrate our dad's life. He will always be remembered, thought of, and highly respected for many reasons. Thank you again for your support you all have given to our family through this tough time. God bless you all. Love, Vanessa and Alicia. Thank you. Beautifully, beautifully written. Very powerful. Any of you think of a story? Did something come to mind, a memory with Stephen? We obviously, there's a lot of people here. You'd have to stand up and speak loudly, but it's fun to hear stories. It's okay. I know some had things, but they said it's hard to share in a room like this in a setting. Even I understand that. I think most of you know that Stephen's biggest challenge came in late summer of 2005 when he discovered a lump on his tonsils and it was diagnosed as throat cancer. That led to, of course, surgery, followed by chemotherapy and radiation up in Lewiston at CMMC. Alicia and Darian were living with him at that time, and of course they were very involved in the entire process, even though Darian was age three. And yet Alicia shared with me that when Steve was feeling down, and who wouldn't going down that road, that Darian would come along and say or do just the right thing and renew his courage, renew his hope. He had a reason to live. He had a reason to fight that miserable stuff we call cancer. Steve had been cancer-free now for over 5 years. I remember seeing Steve shortly after that major ordeal, and from my limited observation as a neighbor, Steve took the fight very seriously, what it meant for life change, exercise, diet, you name it. He tackled it with courage and strength. And so for the remaining years after that, Steve, and if you live on this road with me, Steve would, almost every day he could, be walking up down this road. I don't know how many miles he tried to get in. Did he have a set goal? But he was out trucking, out doing it. And I so respect him for that, but I was also bugged by that. I've got to tell you why it bugged me. Because often my wife Lois would be with me, and we'd be going by, and here's Steve out walking, and sometimes I'd slow down, roll down the window, say, hey, how you doing, and that kind of stuff. And then Lois always wants me to walk. She'd say, Stephen's doing this. Look at Stephen. Every day he's out walking. And I say, yeah, I'm going to do that sometime too. Maybe I'll start now in memory of Stephen. I wrote down, Stephen faced this challenge courageously. and just kept on through the pain and the trial of cancer, loving his family and helping others. He will be greatly missed. Stephen was an unusual bachelor. He kept his home very neat. Some of you, I've been in your homes. But Stephen's home was neat, organized, everything had a place and was in its place. That's just how he worked. That's who he was. That's how he was wired. When you drive by, his lawn was kept up with. Everything as much as he could. And he was living in a 200-year-old house. You can't keep up with a 200-year-old house. But as best he could, he kept up with everything possible. When I say Steve was a neat man, there is a double meaning to that, intentionally. Steve, in the last half or more of his life, was not an active churchgoer. He'd come once in a while. We'd have a special events. He was very respectful to me. He was very supportive to me personally in my ministry here. And I think for all of us in our spiritual journey, let's face it, we have ups and downs for all kinds of reasons. But I remember, I don't know how old I was as a kid, but I can remember Stephen's baptism. He might have been 10 or 11. I think my brother was baptized the same day. If I could find Reggie, he could verify that in the audience. Is that Stephen, same time as you were? That's what I thought. And I was thinking about, you know, all the things that shape our lives, all the things that we go through that we either understand or don't understand, that are of our making or not of our making, a lot of things that shape us. And I was reminded of a book I have at home from one of my favorite Christian authors. His name is Max Lucado. The title of the book is called The Grip of Grace. It's a good read, but it's the cover picture that I thought of not long after Steve's passing. And in this picture, there are two hands linked together. One is reaching straight down, which I can't do, and the other one's reaching straight up, and they're clasped like this. You know, if someone had fallen off a boat and you were to rescue them, you'd reach out, and if they had the strength, they would grip you, and you would grip them, and you would hopefully pull them back into your boat. That's the grip of grace. And Max makes the point that when we just reach out, in whatever simple little way that we do to Jesus Christ, he gets a grip on us. And no matter whether our grip is strong or weak, his grip is constant. His grip is constant because he doesn't change. He always hangs on to us. And even through the pressures of life, if we just feel like letting go, Jesus never lets go. Jesus always has that grip. Jesus said in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And later on in the same chapter, Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. In Stephen's kitchen, there is an unusual Bible. It's made of olive wood. And when you open it up, there's a picture and a Bible verse that was presented to Stephen by his co-workers at Bath Iron Works just a little over a year ago when his mom passed away. And I didn't know it was there when we were in the home last week. We were there, and I don't know if I spotted it or who spotted it first, but we saw it and we opened it. And it has in it a verse from Revelation. You girls familiar with it? You seen it in there? It's really special. And I'm going to read a little more of the passage than what's just in that. But it's right there. It's like a sideboard there in the kitchen. It's right there very prominently on display. And John is writing this. He'd had this vision of heaven and earth, and he sees this in this vision. John writes, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And we've just seen that picture, very beautiful picture. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And then this is the verse that is there. in that Olivewood Bible. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or sadness or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. While we puzzle over Stephen's, from our point of view, untimely passing, we have to trust God that in his ultimate wisdom and knowledge, this was the time to call him home. We don't know what he was spared from, as he died, as best we can tell, very peacefully in his sleep, without a struggle, without a lot of pain. We have to trust God that he knew what he was doing, and we trust him that he had his hand, that grip, on Stephen's life. So we can come to God in faith, we can trust him, we can know that the Bible says, Jesus doeth all things well, and we can hang on to that. And we can stand by and support the family, too, all of us here. If you're here, you knew Stephen, you had some relationship with him, and if you don't know his daughters and their kids, I hope you can stay and do that. We'll be getting together after the service out in the fellowship hall, and so please don't rush off. It's not that many more raindrops to get to the fellowship hall than it is to your car, so please stay and visit with them, and they've got some more pictures out there. Don't rush off unless you absolutely have to. They would love to see you. But get to know them, Stephen's brothers Clyde and Sheldon, his dad Phil, and just have a chance to either get reacquainted or acquainted and share Stephen's life with them. I'd like to bow and close in prayer if you'll bow with me. Lord God, we are puzzled at the whole death experience. And especially when it happens so suddenly and so unexpectedly, everybody's caught off guard. His family certainly is. Me being one of his neighbors, we certainly are. I'm sure his co-workers and friends were just like, how did this happen? Why did this happen? And we're not given that answer right now. I believe we will understand when we finally step across into eternity, but we don't now. So we just reach out and trust to you, Jesus, because you are gracious. You are full, John wrote, of grace and truth. So we need to be refilled with that right now. And Lord, we just come to you and reach out our hands too. We reach out believing you are very earnestly reaching out to us. And if we just say yes to you in any way, Jesus, we need your help, you'll put your strong grip on us as you did with Stephen. And we can trust you. We can count on you. I pray for Stephen's family, Lord. Sheldon and Susan here, and Clyde and Debbie, their kids, grandkids. There's a huge, huge hole in this family, Lord. And nobody can replace who Stephen was, how he impacted all of us. But Lord, comfort hearts. I pray for his father, Phil. Lost his wife just a little over a year ago and still dealing with that as to be expected. Pray you'll comfort his heart now. I pray, Jesus, as Phil has already found, you will be his peace and his comfort right when he needs it. I pray for Vanessa and Terry and Alicia and Scott that they will find your love in a special way. These girls have lost their dad, and as we heard, he was a very special man to them. I don't think I'm exaggerating to say he really was a super dad to them. So comfort them now. Jesus, please put your arms around them. Let them know you are here for them right now. And for his grandkids, his ultimate loves of his life, Kayla and Braden and Darian, Lord, touch them with your love too, right now, just what they need. Lord, help all of us to learn from Stephen's life, to live life to the full. When the challenges come, to face them responsibly and with courage and deal with them. Help us to learn from his patience, unless it's in a sports game. Help us to learn what it means to be caring, and I know he did demonstrate that over and over again. What it means to be generous, he did that too. And may we come to you, Jesus, and find just what we need from you, literally moment by moment. Because your salvation is there just for the asking. That's why you died on a cross. You paid the price for my sins, for our sins, for Stephen's sins. All we have to do is accept it. And then also for the comfort and strength we need for each day. You generously give that to us, Jesus. You freely, Bible says, give that to us. We receive that from you now. Bless us all and encourage us with your love and comfort. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. I praise you. that I had such a friend named Stephen Anderson. We miss him terribly, but we know he's safe in your keeping. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll wait to be dismissed, and it's going to take a little while, but we'll start with you. That'll probably be back in the vestibule here if you'd like to come forward, and then you'll be dismissed from the balcony and come down. You've got a very full house here, so it's going to take a few minutes. And then we'll be showing the video again, so while you're waiting, you have a chance to experience a little more of his life and love. So.